Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Godrej Agrovet Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nilesh Patil from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Godrej Agrovet Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. From the company, we have with us Mr. Nadir Godrej, Chairman of the company, Mr. Balram S. Yadav, Managing Director, Mr. S. Varadaraj, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Anurag Roy, Chief Executive Officer of Astec LifeSciences. We would like to begin the call with the brief opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for an interactive question-and-answer session. Before we start, I would like to point out that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Nadir Godrej to make the initial remarks.
Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to the Godrej Agrovet earnings call. I hope you are doing well. Godrej Agrovet started fiscal year 2024 with a strong growth in profitability and margin expansion. Profit before tax in quarter one fiscal year 2024 increased to 124.5 crore rupees from 102.8 crore rupees, a growth of 21% year-on-year. The growth of profitability was driven by the strong performance of the domestic crop protection, animal feed, and poultry businesses. Our in-house herbicide, HitWeed, delivered robust volume growth and improved realization. In the feed business, sustained volume growth in cattle feed and aqua feed was accompanied by the recovery in margins across categories. Our food businesses also maintained volume growth momentum in the branded and value-added products portfolio and delivered margin expansion. However, Astec LifeSciences and the vegetable oil businesses were adversely impacted by the challenging market conditions. Now, coming to the key financial and business highlights of each of our business segments, the animal feed business continued with market share gains in the cattle feed category and recorded overall volume growth in quarter one fiscal year 2024. The cattle feed volumes grew by 19% year-on-year. The segment margin also improved considerably in quarter one as compared to the previous year and the previous quarter on account of softening commodity prices. In our vegetable oil segment, volume growth in fresh fruit bunch arrivals was offset by significantly lower end product prices from the last year's high base. Fruit palm oil and palm kernel oil prices declined by 42% and 50% year-on-year, respectively. During the quarter, GAVL received area allocations for the development and promotion of oil palm cultivation from the state governments of Odisha and Telangana. This had a combined potential of around 57,000 acres. The standalone crop protection segment delivered record top line and margin performance in quarter one fiscal year 2024. This was attributed to the strong volume growth and higher realizations in the in-house herbicides portfolio. Segment results grew by 224% year-on-year, with segment margin of 32% in quarter one. Robust growth in profitability was accompanied by an improvement in working capital. Astec LifeSciences continued to face demand-supply imbalance in its enterprise product portfolio in both the domestic as well as global markets. Revenue and profitability were severely impacted due to the sluggish demand and poor realizations in respect of these enterprise products. However, contract manufacturing revenues grew three times year-on-year, led by new product development, and the profitability also improved. The dairy business turned EBITDA positive in quarter one, led by buoyant margin performance across categories and sustained volume growth in value-added products. Value-added product revenues grew by 20% year-on-year, and its salience increased to 42% of total sales from 38% a year ago. Lower raw material costs, aided by the mini flash witnessed in the key procurement markets, led to significant improvement in the margin profile. Godrej Tyson recorded excellent all-round performance in quarter one, with both the top line and profitability growth across categories. The branded business delivered 16% year-on-year volume growth, led by Real Good Chicken. This, coupled with lower raw material costs, improved profitability. The live bird business also contributed to improved profitability on account of sustained efficiency improvements. A joint venture in Bangladesh, ACI Godrej, recorded revenue growth of 15% year-on-year on a local currency basis in quarter one, fiscal year 24. This was mainly driven by higher realization as compared to quarter one, fiscal year 23. That concludes our business and financial performance update for the quarter. With this, I close my opening remarks. We will now be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue after your questions have been answered, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the first question from the line of Isha Mohanty from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, hello. Please go ahead.
So my first question is, if you could please let me know the OER and FKB volume for this quarter. Hello.
Just hold on.
So OER is 18.67% and FKB process is 1.3 lakh and the OER has dropped by 32 basis points, but FFB process has increased by 9.1%.
This is from the aspect of the CMO business and Astec licenses. Would you be able to share some numbers, expected revenue numbers for the next couple of years?
Typically, we do not give the number guidance or future earnings or numbers guidance. But if you look historically for the CDMO business, we have been doubling our revenue, obviously from a smaller base, but we have been doubling our revenue year on year. So our revenues were close to 84 crores a couple of years back. Last year, we closed at 162 crores. And coming year, we would like to maintain almost similar or closer to that run rate. So that is our guidance on how it looks like. And as you are aware, with the new R&D center which has come up, we are almost doubling down our efforts on CDMO component of the business, which lead us to believe that we would like to work on, you know, 20-30% growth at least year on year on the CDMO side of the business.
Okay, thank you. That's all from mine.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Vidit Shah from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon and thanks for taking my question. My first question was, you know, on the oil palm business, You mentioned a fall in OER. Could you just give some clarity on why that has happened? Is that just a normal drop because of the quality of the fruits, or has this been impacted, and should we expect this for the rest of the year as well?
One thing you must realize is every year, Q1 and Q2, the OER pattern will change depending on the heat stress and at the time and the arrival of monsoon. You all know that the monsoon was delayed, and there was a lot of heat initially, and that was one of the reasons why the drop in OER started in June. I must also tell you that continued in July also. My sense is that now the rain is very good. We will have an extended season, and towards the latter half of the year, which is September, October, November, December, we will catch up in OER as well as fresh fruit bunch arrivals. In no way our OER will be below last year on an annual basis.
Okay, got it. Just on the same business, this 57,000 allocation that we've got, would it be safe to assume that we start producing actual volumes from these after 4-6 years?
Yeah.
Would that be the right estimate to take?
For the benefit of everybody, I must say that the total area theoretically possible for us to plant is close to about 100,000 hectares over and above the area we have in next 5-6 years. The kind of infrastructure of nursery and other people we have created, we will ramp up our planting every year from 3,000-4,000 per hectare till last year to about 10,000-12,000, going up to 15,000-16,000 in 5 years' time. The first results of this addition you will start seeing from FY 2028, FY 2029, and full impact you will see in FY 2030 and FY 2031.
Okay, understood. In terms of Astec, just some color on any expected recovery. Are we seeing things bottom out or there is an elongated period of stress that we anticipate?
See, on Astec, as you are aware, there are two segments of the business. One is the CDMO segment, which is cruising along well. Most of the impact on profitability is coming from the enterprise business, as Mr. Nadir Godrej was also highlighting, and it has to do with the correction in the market, which started sometime later part of last year. Astec, along with other companies, competitors in the market, are facing similar headwinds of high inventories. There's been destocking which is happening at the customer level. For some of the enterprise products, we feel that the bottom has already reached. We still see some muted prices on those enterprise products. On the others, we are still seeing that the liquidation in the inventories in the market might take a few more months, and then the market from the supply and demand side could balance out. Overall, I would say that things have improved from the last few quarters, but it might take few more months to achieve normalcy as we see it currently.
Got it. The newly commissioned plants that we have, the herbicide one and the NPP, they're all running as per our planned capacity ramp up. Just some clarity on that. Yeah, I'm asking from the point of view of the elongated slowdown. Are we lagging behind also?
Yeah. On the herbicide plant, our first plant, the guidance which we gave was we'll utilize that plant within 3 years, ramp up accordingly, and with an asset turn generating 1.6-1.8, roughly in that range.
and we are very much on target or exceeding those targets on the first herbicide plant.
Okay. Thanks. I'll get back in queue for more questions.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Riken Shah from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes. So, with respect to Astec, in the enterprise segment, how does our positioning seem at least for the rest of the year? And, you know, what kind of a sense are we getting on the destocking? So, for some of, so I would say at some parts and in some value chains, we can see, you know, sort of a bottom. So, what are we feeling?
Yeah, see, as I was mentioning in the previous question asked as well, that on few of the products, we continue to see the headwinds for at least a few more months. But as you rightly mentioned, on some of the other products, we have seen the bottoming out. Inventories have been flushed out, and we might get back into, you know, the green zone of the profitability. That's one. You know, what we have seen in the last few quarters, obviously we were thinking of this downtrend, but the extent of this downtrend was a little bit unexpected. As such, we have also planned for, you know, diversifying our product portfolio. With the new R&D center coming in, it has offered us enough flexibility now to experiment and put some of the new products at a much faster pace. So one, obviously we are trying our best to bring these products back in the market, but there's that much macros which are in our control. So we are heavily focusing on, you know, building the sustainable margins from CDMO business and also trying to push some of the new products as soon as possible to mitigate this downtrend from our existing portfolio.
Right. So, for Anurag, I think when you had joined, you know, how did our CDMO portfolio look like in terms of number of products and, you know, the type of products versus, you know, now in terms of contribution, you know, to top line?
So, in terms of the pipeline, as you see, which is also reflected in our revenues, in the last two and a half years, we have been doubling our CDMO size of the business.
On a smaller base,
obviously. So some of these products have gone from the development piloting to commercial, which has added to the revenue. But in other cases, we have also built the newer pipeline, and with the new R&D center now, we are in a very good situation to, you know, double down or triple down on those pipelines. So I would say, you know, this cycle for CDMO, as you know, right from development or scale up to commercial, takes 3 to 4 years. So there have been a lot of activity that has been done over the last couple of years to build this pipeline. And with the new R&D center coming up, you know, this will only expedite that entire pipeline generation process, and we expect to reap benefits as we move forward in the coming years.
All right. Thanks, Anurag. Yeah.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Jagvir Singh from Shade Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity. So my question is related to the vegetable oil business. So margins are down. So when we can see the normalized margin in this business in the second half or next year, any expectations?
So margin is down primarily because of low OER. I think that recovery has already started. And as we go along the year, we strongly believe that we will have a very strong October, November also in terms of FFB arrival. Later part of the year, the margins are, or the OER is always very high. So we believe that in next few months, that is from say August to November, our OER will continuously improve. We will definitely hit the 18.4%, what was the last year OER, and probably exceeded by 5-10 basis points. So that's not a very big issue for us. The thing is the oil prices, we believe that they are going to hold. I must also tell you that the refinery and solvent extraction plant, which we had set up, is delivering the yielded results, delivering the planned results. So I must also tell you that when we were a CPO seller, when we were selling CPO, we had 2, 3, 4 big customers. But now when we are selling olein, we have 40-50 customers. So the problem of stock piling at our factories, FFA increasing, etc., also not there. So not only the margins will improve, but the solvent extraction plant as well as refinery will add 1.5 to 2% to the bottom line overall because of this value addition.
Yes, that's very helpful. And second question is related to the crop protection business. So, in the other than Astec Life Science, in the crop protection business is done very well for us. So, can you give some color on this, sir?
So, let me tell you that last 2 years we suffered in crop protection business for numerous reasons. And you know that we took a hit in terms of sales return, obsolescence, etc. And it took us some time to recover outstandings also, because even though our profitability was less in crop protection business, but our collections were extremely good last year. I am very glad to say that those problems are over. Not only we have set the business on right track, but also built very good checks and balances and digital infrastructure to monitor the business on real-time basis. That is point number one. Point number two is that because of timely placement, our in-house products like Hitweed Max have done really well. The cash flow is good. The profitability is good because almost half the Hitweed and Hitweed Max business is to partners where there is no return. So the margins have also improved. We strongly believe that we will be able to liquidate more than 90% of the stocks which we have put in the market in all products. And the rest of this division is yet to come, because last year, you know the success story of Gracia. We plan to double that volume this year. So I think that we will also have a good second half. However, we must always remember that we may have very high profitability this year because of very benign monsoon conditions. But we are very sure that with the improvement in portfolio, another in-licensing product will be launched in December. And there is a product pipeline ready for next 3 years also, both in-house and in-licensing. We believe that we will be able to maintain 16 to 18% PBT on sales.
So there is there any cyclicality in this business, like in the mostly in the crop production business?
So for us, no, first half used to be almost 3/4 of the business at one time. But two more new molecules, I think the first half will be about 60% and the second half will be 40%. And our because we have teams which can work all 12 months. So I think the effort is to make it 50-50 by next year.
And so in Astec Life Science CDMO business, so you were, you told in some other participants answering the question of other participants that 22-25% growth with the R&D setup and all these things in the next couple of years.
So I think one of the key requirements for a successful CDMO portfolio is R&D, and I can definitely say that within 6 months of commissioning this R&D center, we have our hands full with several projects. On a small base, initially we may double it once or twice, but on a steady state basis, we are looking at, when steady state is FY25 onwards, we are looking at a 20-25% increase in CDMO business, because that will be our focus. And not only the focus on sales, but also focus on investment, because whatever comes out of our R&D center in terms of co-creation or working with some partners, it would require us to put production infrastructure also in time to come. So we have very aggressive plans, and I am very sure that we are likely to make CDMO a significant part of ASTEC business in time to come.
Sometime in the next couple of next 3-4 years. So ASTEC in the ASTEC lifetime, CDMO business will be bigger than the enterprise unit.
So that is our plan and hope, but I cannot say what will happen in future. Like, we could not predict for last 3-4 quarters what has happened in the pesticide market across the world. So I'm saying that said, but on a long-term basis, the answer is a very big yes.
And the last question related to the dairy business. Other companies have come out with very good numbers in the dairy business because of last year a lot of issues in the dairy business, but this time companies seeing good future. So in the second half or sometime at some point of time, can we see the 3-5% EBITDA margin in the dairy business? Is it possible, sir?
So let me just tell you that a lot of corrections have been made in dairy business also. I think the focus is on improved efficiency because of reworking of the supply chain, as well as making the supply chain dense and going for scale. That is point number one. Point number two, improvement in salience of value-added products. And I am very glad to say that the losses came down in the first quarter as compared to last quarter. I strongly feel that we will turn into black in this quarter without any help from external environment, which we believe will push us into profitability the way the milk prices are coming down. Having said that, the whole year will be focused on looking inside to break even in this business, and whatever support comes from outside in terms of improved margin will make us profitable.
Thanks a lot, sir. This is from my side, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Kruti Karani from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just a couple of questions. On the animal feed business, would like to know the outlook on the volume and the margins. Plus, on the palm oil front, you had alluded that FFB volumes would, improve H2 onwards. So how should we look at the growth in FFB over the next 2 years?
Yeah. So the animal feed, the margins have improved significantly over last year. You know, the volatility in raw material prices were there, and we are already at 4.2% EBIT margin. My sense is that the monsoon has been very good. The sowing has been excellent, and we believe that the raw material situation will be very benign. To top it all, the banning of export of rice also means that the rice shelling, etc., will happen for a longer period of time. So we believe our main raw material in fish feed and cattle feed, which is de-oiled rice bran, is not likely to inflate the way it used to inflate in a normal year. So with this, I am very sure that as we go along, the margins in animal feed will continuously increase. And my expectation is that we should see margins going back to FY22 level this year in the animal feed business. Apart from registering a volume growth of 8 to 10%, which is considered a very good volume growth in this industry. And the next question was on OPP. OPP, I am very sure that because I think these businesses are dependent on temperature, are dependent on monsoon, and the tree has its own behavior year on year. So we cannot answer quarter by quarter, but I can say on an annual basis, FFB arrival will be up by 8 to 10%. Our OER will definitely match the last year's numbers. And the profitability improvement will come from solvent extraction plant and refinery. And my sense is that the price outlook is also will revolve around current prices which are prevailing.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
So, can you talk about the crop protection standalone business, 34% growth? And what you were talking about, strong volume growth, and higher realization of in-house herbicide portfolio. Say, apart from that, any other factor or base effect why we are showing a 34% kind of growth? We have not seen this kind of growth in any agrochemical company was reported in this quarter. So is it replacement or we are going to maintain this momentum in Q2 FY 2024 also?
So definitely every quarter this year will be better than last year and much, much better than year before last. So I can tell you a lot of sorting out of the problems we had has happened. I must also tell you that we have three more products, because Gracia also, I consider it as a new product for us. We launched Maxcot, which is a product which we launched in early in the season. And Maxcot is a very great hedge, because if it does not rain, Maxcot will be very useful. If it rains, Hitweed and Hitweed Max will be very useful in Kharif from now onwards. So there is a hedge we have created in Kharif. And we are going to launch another insecticide in December, which will become a significantly important product next year. So I think it is a pipeline of new products which has helped us do that. Apart from that, a lot of monitoring which we are doing of stocks at the secondary level and at tertiary level. We don't track sales now, we track liquidation, and we are using several digital tools to monitor that. So my sense is that, as I already said, that I think this year is an exceptional year. But a 15% to 20% growth in top line, driven largely by new product introductions, and a similar growth in bottom line on the base of FY 2024 should not be a problem in future.
Okay. And this margin expansion is all because of the new product, high margin business?
Yeah, so margin expansion, sorry, I should have told you that our big margin erosion used to happen because of pesticide portfolio, which was a traded portfolio. So that portfolio we have curtailed significantly, because that is one which brought us down significantly last year because of obsolescence also. So a lot of housekeeping has been done in terms of SKUs and number of products. I should also say that we are setting up our own formulation unit in Jammu, which will be up and running by January and February. So we will focus on pesticides, but we'll be very careful not to sell pesticide on low margin or negative margin. The second thing is that we used to have a lot of problem of outstanding because of the plant growth regulator segment. With the products like Hitweed, Hitweed Max, and Gracia coming, I think in that product line also our recovery has been very good. So the focus is margin expansion because of improved hygiene, and also keep on bringing down working capital in this business as we go along.
So why I'm asking, this is segment result is EBIT, right? And the 32% kind of numbers is significantly higher. I have not seen any.
Yeah, so annual. Don't look at the quarter. Sometime it rains, sometime it does not rain. So don't look at the quarter, but 18 to 20% EBIT is something which we are very sure of.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Siddharth Gadekar from Equirus. Please go ahead.
So first on the Astec CapEx, last time we had highlighted we had done roughly around 150 crores in the herbicide plant in terms of the CapEx. What is the CapEx for the phase 2 plant, and when will that be occurring? When will that plant come online?
The herbicide phase 2, more or less similar capex numbers, slightly on the lower side, around 120-130 crores is what we are estimating. And we expect that to be commercialized by end of this year.
So secondly, in terms of the capex, how should we look at capex for FY 24 and FY 25 for Astec?
So forward capex numbers, I think we normally give the guidance as we go there, but roughly we are looking at...
There'll be two more capex. I think one is already on the drawing table, which is We have some more ability to expand in Mahad. So we will set up another facility in Mahad, which will be very similar in size and capex as the one which we have already established. But the big capex will come, which will drive our CDMO. That will take a long time. I think we are still working out what kind of multipurpose plant we have. But I think that should be finalized in 3 to 4 months.
Okay. So got it. And so in terms of our enterprise business, when we are talking about diversification into other products, are we looking at adding the newer triazoles also, which are launched or which are likely to be launched in the portfolio maybe over the next 3 to 5 years, or how should we look at the enterprise business going ahead?
So while our focus is primarily on the CDMO business, on the enterprise business, since we have a very strong triazole platform, technology platform, and we are also investing heavily on some of the other adjacent platforms with the new R&D center, we'll be strategically looking at molecules within that segment as well to work on and launch in the coming years.
So, okay, so got it.
While the the focus is more on building the pipeline on CDMO, we'll also take strategic bets within the enterprise segment.
Okay, so got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Manish Manchanda, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I have a couple of questions. My first question is, how much area is matured in the oil palm plantation, which is generating revenue right now, sir?
Just wait here. Hold on.
Yes.
So right now I have breakup of about 45,000 hectares, of which about 60% is mature.
Okay. So secondly, right now as we are saying, we are getting so much land allotted in our names. So is there any agreement between the farmers and our company that the area which is allotted to us, so the farmers won't be able to sell the fruits to any other company, or some type of that arrangement is there for us?
That is the law, that we cannot take from farmer who does not belong to our area, and our farmer cannot go to the other area. Having said that, 1 or 2% leakages definitely happen every year. But this is a very good support from the government in trying to prevent that.
And so what is the revenue split for our company and to the amount which comes to us and goes to farmers? Is that 80-20%, am I correct?
Yes, roughly it is right. About 80% of the oil price goes to the farmer and about 20% remains with us. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, one is an observation. So don't you think that there is a fundamental contradiction in running all the businesses together? Because when we have a good time for one business, it acts as a bad time for other. Like right now, the inflation is easing out, but that is impacting our oil palm business.
Yeah, so I'm saying that definitely this hedge is good. But my sense is that value addition in oil palm is more important. We have taken that direction because we are also very scared of these low oil prices and high oil prices, which is very difficult to explain. Considering, I'll give you an example of the kind of inflation we are talking about. You will not see in any other industry. Q1 last year, the CPO price was 1,39,000, and this year it is 81,295, which is a 41% drop. Palm kernel oil last year was 2,06,000. It is 1,02,000 in quarter one, which is a 50% drop. So that is why we have talked about wealth from waste. That is why we have gone in for refining. That is why solvent extraction. So we convert everything and anything which comes out of the plantation into a revenue and profit stream.
sir, is there any demerger on the cards for the business because the conglomerate thing is only severely impacting the valuation of our company, which might be impacting, as you know. Is the management conscious about the fact, sir?
The management is definitely conscious, but there is nothing which we can tell you right now or we are working on. I think we are conscious of the fact that the value capture is or valuation is not fully built into the work we are doing is not being reflected in the valuation. Let me put it this way. I think that, yes, we need to communicate better. We need to show performance in all businesses, individually also. So I think we are moving in that direction, sir.
Okay, sir, my last question is from dairy business. How much is our procuring cost in respect to the other companies? Is it 2-3% higher, am I correct?
So what is that cost?
Milk procuring cost, sir?
No, milk procuring cost is, so let me break it into three components. One is that the procurement of milk is one. That is cost. Second thing is logistics is a very big cost when it comes to our factories. Third is that our processing cost on outward logistic cost. So I think we have done work on all these three, both in terms of efficiency because of structural issues that is giving up certain collection centers because they were unviable or too far and make our procurement very dense. Apart from that, there are some scale advantages are also coming. So my sense is that on gross margin basis, we will come. I think Q2 is very critical for us. I think a lot of things which we have done have to have the full impact in Q2. My sense is that on the gross margin basis, we will come at par with our peers in Q2, where we were 3-5% apart about a year ago. So I think that we will do. And then rest of the gross margin growth will be driven by less by cost reductions in future, but more by improved salience of value-added products.
Okay. How much percentage do we procure directly from the farmer, sir?
So today, out of about 7 lakh liters we procure, about 27% is direct farmer, and it is increasing at the rate of about 20-25% per annum. That's the new model.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. I wish you good luck, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Rajakumar Vaidyanathan, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, I have two questions. The first one is on the animal feed segment. So I understand that we have an optimistic outlook on the bottom line for this division go forward. So among the three levers that we have, that price, volume, and margin, I just want to know what levers are currently working in our favor and what is working the other way.
So price is as per the competition. So that lever never works in a business like this. We are almost at par with competitor, and our problem in this business is in every state, in every pocket, we deal with different competitors. And so that makes the competitive intensity very high. I think two things which are working for us is the R&D benefits in terms of cost reduction. They continue to come in. And if you want to see the example of that, you must see our Bangladesh profitability because we commissioned one R&D project there about 6 months ago, and the profitability of that business has definitely improved. And the second thing is that our raw material calls, which we have taken, I think they are holding us in very good stead. But my sense is from H2 onwards, the benign environment of raw materials will drive the profitability of this business.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So the second question is with regards to the holding, we have some investments in a company called KAC Limited. I just want to know what is the strategic intent there because we have not seen any significant increase in the shareholding in the last two quarters.
So KSC has been a very interesting company for us, and it is very well established in Kerala and certain parts of Tamil Nadu and southern Karnataka. In a very small area, they have significant volumes. So with the intent of probably at some point in time having a good stake there, we had started buying shares, but you all know that it is very closely held, and it is the availability of shares in market is very low, etc. And we also had a closer look at that company, so we not very keen to increase our share now. So if you see, whatever we did was about a few quarters ago, and nothing has happened after that.
But our holding has appreciated.
Okay. But so we do not intend to up our stake, because I thought you would use the downturn in the industry to, you know,
no,
look at some inorganic.
Right. At the right price, we would increase up.
Okay. No, because I went through a report of KSC, they are telling that the share price is depressed. So that is the reason I'm asking.
As Mr. Godrej said, at the right price, we are interested.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Aditya from Securities Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I had a question on your dairy business. So if you could just specify which are the major procurement areas for us, and what kind of decrease in procurement prices we saw on a QoQ basis?
Major procurement areas and prices.
So procurement areas is that wherever we have the plants, we are procuring from within 100, 150 kilometers of that area. The only exception being that just to have a benefit of Maharashtra prices also, we have developed Solapur district or southern Maharashtra, one or two places for procurement of milk. So that we have done. And in terms of prices, I think because we have procurement which is quite spread out, so every place has got different price. So I think in case you want that information offline in Q1, we can give that.
Okay, and have the prices seen decrease further in Q2, or the prices are remaining stable?
The prices decrease further.
My sense is that I think the several shortages which were happening in this industry in last 2 years because of disruption of cattle breeding, etc. during COVID time. So I think that is all over. We see more and more animals in the market, and that is also reflected in the very good growth in cattle feed we have had. So this is one indicator. The second thing is that there is no and touch wood, and thank God there is no disease challenge also, like the diseases which were there of lumpy skin disease, etc. in the past. So I believe that it will be a good year from milk availability point of view. And whenever there has been a good year, there has been a flush and the prices have come down. How much is something we still cannot put our finger on.
Got it. So for the margin which we have made of 1% in Q1, this should improve sequentially going forward, because flush is normal. Would that be a correct understanding?
100%. We are hoping to be PBT positive in this quarter.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was your last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, we would be happy to be of assistance. Stay safe and stay healthy. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on this call.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.